Randy Rhodes Show is live on randyrhodes.com and the free Progressive Voices app for Android and iOS. Visit the App Store or progressivevoices.com now.
We find ourselves in this situation right now because there is an ongoing cover-up by the President of the United States.
Hello.
Whether that constitutes a violation of the law, whether he is a criminal or not, that's for down the road. But right now, it's obvious to anyone who watches, anyone who looks at the facts, reads the Mueller report, the obstruction part particularly, we are in the midst of a continuing cover-up by the president, aided and abetted by the Attorney General of the United States. Trump said he wanted his Roy Cohn. He's got him now in the Attorney General. And where this is taking us is to an unprecedented place. It's not about a constitutional crisis. This is a systemic crisis challenging whether our institutions are able to function in this country to deal with a president of the United States who is unique in our history, who has nothing but contempt for democratic tradition and the rule of law. So really, where the rubber is going to meet the road is going to be the Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Chief Justice Roberts has got his table being set for him in a way that may have an awful lot to do with the future of American democracy.
Absolutely. Can you believe, and I've been saying this to you for a really long time, because I gamed it out a lot of different ways. And what you realize when you do that is that it literally, and by it, I mean democracy with a small d itself, comes down to Justice Roberts and Justice Alito. That's literally where we are. It is unbelievable. In a country of, what, 340 million people, our democracy and whether or not we're going to have one, or a democratic republic, for those of you who are very specific, whether or not the Federalist Papers actually will hold, whether or not the Constitution will actually hold, whether or not our system can be stress tested to this nth degree by a chaos president, by a lawless president, by who I believe is a compromised president, by a president who decided to use the presidency to enrich himself, to benefit himself. Okay, whether or not this Constitution was built to sustain that kind of pummeling from a chaos president, from all those things, is yet to be seen. And it's going to come down to Justice Roberts and or Justice Alito, because the GOP is silent. They are witting accomplices. And I think that everybody's very clear on the reason why. They got help from the Russians, and they want more help from the Russians. And if it's not going to be the Russians, then they want it from somebody else. That was the whole thing about Rudy Giuliani saying he was going to go to Ukraine, and he was going to get the new, you know, the new Ukrainian president is a stand-up comedian on television. That's who they elected. I'm serious about this. And they went over there. Rudy Giuliani wanted to go to Ukraine, and Ukraine is totally dependent on the United States defending it from another Russian invasion. You know, Russia took Crimea, right? And Russia wants eastern Ukraine. And so Rudy Giuliani was going to use our freaking foreign policy and threaten Ukraine with their safety and security by telling them that we'll let Russia take eastern Ukraine because that was their peace plan. You know, you keep hearing Manafort had this peace plan. He had a peace plan. Well, you know what the peace plan was for Ukraine? It was to let Russia have eastern Ukraine, right? And then they could have peace. So Rudy Giuliani was going to go over there and tell him you could have peace, you know, or we could let Russia take, you know, the eastern. But we want you to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who had an interest in a gas company in Ukraine, and they were literally using our foreign policy to blackmail the Ukrainian president, who isn't, he's a president-elect. He's not even, you know, sworn in yet. I mean, it was so sick. And Rudy Giuliani got caught, and now he says he won't make the trip.
So I've decided, Sharon, I'm not going to go to the Ukraine.
You're not going to go.
I'm not going to go because I think I'm walking into a group of people that are enemies of the president, in some cases, enemies of the United States, and in one case, an already convicted person who has been found to be involved in assisting the Democrats with the 2016 election.
Douglas, you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah, well, once again, Rudy Giuliani's playing the fool's role. It was an idiotic idea to go to the Ukraine in the first place. He was interfering with American presidential politics. He was going to walk into a buzzsaw. Now he's going on Fox and is insulting Ukraine, who's struggling to have a democracy against Russian totalitarianism, and they have problems on their eastern border with civil unrest. What was Giuliani, the president's lawyer, doing walking into this whole scenario? And so maybe Giuliani's lawyers reined him in and said, kill it. This is not a very smart idea. And so I'm glad he's not going.
Seriously, dude.
Give him fake briefings.
What does that even mean?
It means they'll tell him stuff. He won't know the difference.
They were literally going to use our foreign policy as a battering ram to get Ukraine to do dirty tricks during the 2020 election. I mean, that is just so sick. That's why I keep telling you, I don't know if our Constitution was built to handle stuff like this. We have a treacherous traitor as the president of the United States, whose lawyer, his personal lawyer, is willing to go to Ukraine and threaten their very existence unless they provide dirt on Joe Biden's son. Ukraine, if you're listening, oh my God. All right, Cher in Dade City.
Hey, Randy. Hi. I apologize for my voice.
Yeah, you sound a little croaky.
I have bronchitis. But I have a question that's been really bothering me for a long time. And when Tobias was president, it was pretty evident that Dick Cheney was the puppet master for him because W didn't have the brains to come out of the rain. So I'm wondering who's exactly pulling Trump's strings. At first, I thought it was Steve Bannon. Then I kind of thought it might be Steve Miller. I can't figure out if it's somebody in our government, which is a little better than if it's Vlad. I just don't know. I know he doesn't have...
Well, obviously it's Vlad. I mean, Donald Trump is as dumb as a rock also. He's just not a bright guy. He failed at everything he ever tried. This is a man who inherited great wealth and literally pissed it away to the point where he's traveling the world looking for foreign people, you know, foreign cash deals, right, to save his butt. And that's why we need his taxes. We need to know who is paying this president. But of course it's Vlad. I mean, of course it's Vlad. With a live assist from Mitch McConnell about how he can work the Senate and keep everybody in line and not do anything and not remove him. And, you know, he could break any law he wants. Lindsey Graham also. Stephen Miller on immigration. I mean, to find one Dick Cheney is really quite difficult. That man was the darkness itself. He was Darth Vader. He even talked like Darth. I work on the dark side, if you will.
Like me right now.
Yeah, he sounded just like you all the, you know, yeah, but all the time. But yeah, no, I mean, it takes a whole bunch of characters. But if you're asking me who like the main puppet master is, it's Vlad. It's totally Vladimir Putin.
I keep thinking, well, and I don't know why it would be any better, but I keep thinking, well, maybe somebody in our own government or in our own country, not that they would be better, but.
So in our own country, what we have here is Cheney's demonic nature exhibited in various people. It takes more than one character to be one Dick Cheney. So you've got, you know, Bolton, who's the war master. You've got Stephen Miller, who is the hater of brown people and the white supremacist who, you know, talks to him about how to keep the base, right? You've got Vlad telling him to create chaos and here's how you do it. You got McConnell holding the Senate for him. I mean, you got a whole bunch of actors, really bad ones, people who clearly despise this country as is. They don't like, the messiness that is democracy. They don't like consensus building. They like a unitary executive. They've been fighting for a unitary executive since, you know, Addington and you and Jay Bybee. You know, these were the henchmen that legally advised Dick Cheney how to accomplish this unitary executive. And now Vlad is telling him what to do with it. And McConnell is protecting him, on the right flank with the Senate.
so frustrating.
So there will never be another Dick Cheney in that he was. Well, what I'm saying is he was all that in one.
Yeah.
Right. And in this particular scenario, Vlad is the Dick Cheney, but the I was going to say the local Dick Cheney's because he, you know, Donald Trump is a globalist. You know, he reaches out to the world's dictators, right, to get their expertise on how they dominate their people, on how they keep it alive, on how they serve for life, on how they become president for life, or how they rig elections. I mean, you know, he's a globalist that way. But locally, you got a cast of characters in the Trump administration. And Mitch McConnell is, you know, the puppet master of the Senate.